With the state looking at a deficit next year of more than $3 billion, lawmakers face the always vexing question of what can be cut. One option on the table is reducing tax credits for oil and gas companies. Today, lawmakers gave a preview of the debate coming in January. From the Energy Desk, APRN's Rachel Waldholz reports.
The Senate Oil and Gas Tax Credit Working Group has the kind of name that puts anyone but the most hardcore policy wonk to sleep. But as with so many things in state government, behind that patina of boring is a whole lot of important. The issue before the group, always contentious, is how Alaska should tax its oil and gas companies. Right now, the state offers tax credits as incentives to get companies to come to Alaska, produce oil and gas, and generate jobs and economic activity. But with the drop in oil prices, those credits are looking out of balance. Last year, the state paid out almost $630 million in credits while collecting just about $300 million in production taxes. Governor Bill Walker argues the state simply can't afford that, especially when it's making deep cuts elsewhere. Tax Director Ken Alper made that case to the working group.
It has to come down to what can we afford and what's reasonable in an era of tightening our belts. What can we reasonably expect to be able to give to support this?
Production taxes aren't the only source of oil revenue. The state collected another $1.7 billion, mostly in royalties, though also in property and corporate taxes. But historically, production taxes have been the workhorse of the state budget. The working group was convened by Anchorage Republican Kathy Giesel, who chairs the Senate Resources Committee. Giesel called the tax credits foundational to Alaska's oil tax system. Changing them changes the whole game, she said.
You talked about economic opportunity, and these credits create that economic opportunity for the smaller companies to come in and develop our resources. And we, in turn, benefit from that.
Tuesday's session focused on credits for companies working on the North Slope, and Pat Galvin, an executive at Great Bear and former state revenue commissioner, explained how credits have helped his company.
A company is going to have a certain amount of capital they're allowed to spend, they have available to them to spend, and what the tax credits provide is a multiplier effect of allowing you to do more activity with the money that you have available to you.
The administration hasn't yet finalized its proposals for changes to the system. Alper laid out a list of options, including reducing the amount of credits and allowing the state to release more information about how much money goes to which companies. But he says, bottom line, the current system is unsustainable.
Because not only is it $700 million a year now, it could be $1.5 billion a year 5 years from now if some of the larger entities that have been looking for oil find oil and start developing it. And where exactly are we going to come up with $1.5 billion a year?
And that's a question for which nobody had an answer. From the Energy Desk, I'm Rachel Waldholz.